Father, I just might as well not ask you to call him anymore if you can't understand him.
Well, I was I just didn't want the full commitment. He made that clear. He left you flat. You can get natural.
Whatever I do, I got to do tomorrow. I leave 7 o'clock the next day for San Francisco. And Jack, that speech's all right. Tell Bill to go and get him a mimeograph. I think you ought to be some applause lines in it, if not a one. And I think you ought to have some of those little short sentences of four-letter words saying that every child can go to school. Remember that those lines we put in? All right, put about 5 of them in there. A roof over every family. Roof over every family. That's right. And then got 27 applauses in 20 minutes today to communication work. 27 applauses in 20 minutes, I think that's right.
Mr. President, I'm getting no answer at either his office or his residence. Do you want me to...
Congressman Jack Flint from Georgia.
Yes.
Give me Congressman Joel Montoya from New Mexico.
Okay, sir, one moment.
No answer to either place.
Well, I can find out, Mr. President.
Mr. President, I'll tell you in the morning, and I think you can do it up
there.
Huh? Here right now.
Bill? Tell him that he doesn't need to go to California unless he wants to. I'm afraid he's overworked. He looks pale to me. Lady Bird gave me a lecture about him this afternoon. He got those bleeding ulcers, and we sure don't want him to drop out. We'd be murdered if he do. So tell him that if he feels like going, wants to go, all right. Otherwise, I want him to take off July the 4th and get some rest. So see that he does. How many applauses we get and how long we speak today?
22 minutes, 27 applause.
27 in 22 minutes. How you know? Marked each one of them? Mr. Speaker, that's pretty good. 27 applause in 22 minutes. That's less than 1 minute.
They came to their feet and applauded for over a minute.
I sure did wrap my arms around the labor boys, though, the communication workers today. This fellow Joe Burns is a pretty able fellow, you see.
Mr. President, his office isn't answering, and his son is answering in his residence. He said he would try and check and find out, but he doesn't know just where he is at the moment.
Okay, thank you.
Could we call you back?
No, we'll just talk to him tomorrow.
Oh, all right, sir.
Neither one of us helped.